Imagine this for a second. Your smartwatch. It's not just counting your steps anymore.
Right.
It's actually spotting irregular heartbeats, maybe, or flagging symptoms before you even notice anything's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And bam, it alerts your doctor instantly.
And behind the scenes.
Yeah. And at the same time, there's this like AI analyzing everything, predicting problems, storing it all securely on some kind of digital ledger you can't mess with.
Exactly.
Sounds like science fiction, right? But the really interesting part is this isn't some far off future.
No, it's really not.
It's actually happening, unfolding right now in healthcare.
It absolutely is. And that's really the core of our deep dive today. We're looking at a recent survey, Recent Advancements in Emerging Technologies for Healthcare Management Systems. It was published in the Journal of Healthcare Engineering.
Okay.
And what's so fascinating is how it digs into this convergence.
Mm-hmm.
You've got wearable sensors, the Internet of Things, IoT, AI, blockchain.
All coming together.
All coming together. And they're fundamentally changing healthcare. We're moving away from just reacting, treating problems after they happen.
Right, the old model.
Towards something proactive, truly personalized care.
Yeah.
So our mission today, let's unpack these four core tech pillars driving this whole transformation.
Okay, let's do it. So pillar one, wearable sensors. This is basically about getting your body on the grid, so to speak.
Yeah, you could put it that way.
We're talking smartwatches, yeah, but also things like skin patches, even smart clothes.
That's right.
All sorts of form factors.
And they track a ton of stuff. Mm. Heart rate, blood pressure, movement, temperature. But just tracking isn't the whole story, is it? What's the real power here?
Well, precisely. They're not just, you know, little islands collecting data by themselves. The idea is they form these wireless sensor networks, WSNs.
WSNs, okay.
So they're continuously gathering physiological data and crucially relaying it into connected health systems. It's not just about grabbing numbers. It's about finding patterns, predicting things.
Think about it.
Yeah.
Your everyday devices become these sort of vigilant health guardians, always monitoring, looking for those tiny shifts that might signal trouble way before you'd normally notice.
So early detection, early intervention. That's the goal.
That's absolutely the goal, on a scale we've never really seen before.
Okay, so we've got this stream of rich data coming off your body in real time. But like you said, it needs to go somewhere. How does it actually, you know, get from the sensor on your wrist to your doctor or to that AI?
Right.
That's where the Internet of Things, the IoT framework, comes in, the sort of invisible web connecting everything.
Exactly. That's the connection layer. It links all those sensors up to cloud servers or maybe edge servers closer to the device.
And why is that layer so critical?
Well, it's what enables that seamless, real-time data flow. Often it's bidirectional, too, so information can go back to the device or the patient.
Bidirectional.
So. Like maybe adjusting medication reminders based on readings or providing feedback. The survey used a good analogy. Think of IoT as the nervous system connecting patients to providers, but without needing a hospital visit.
Ah, like extending the hospital's reach right into your home?
Precisely. It makes this distributed care model possible. Sending vital signs from your living room to a specialist miles away. That changes how we manage chronic conditions, especially.
Okay, so sensors collect, IoT connects. Makes sense. But then you have this flood of data, right? A constant stream. That must be overwhelming, even for doctors.
Oh, absolutely.
How do you turn all that raw data noise into something actually useful, actionable? This is where the AI comes in, I guess.
This is exactly where AI and machine learning become essential. They are the intelligence layer.
The intelligence layer, I like that.
Yeah. Machine learning, deep learning algorithms.
Yeah.
They're built to sift through these massive data sets. They spot anomalies, predict health events, sometimes hours before a human could.
Wow, hours.
Sometimes, yes. And ultimately, they support doctors in making decisions. It's not just about diagnosis, though that's part of it. It's predicting patient deterioration, maybe flagging a pre-diabetic risk profile years in advance based on subtle trends.
Years. That's incredible.
And it's even used for, like, hospital logistics. Predicting ER rushes, optimizing bed assignments,
mm-hmm.
making the whole system run smoother. It turns that data fire hose into actual medical foresight.
Okay, that's powerful. But, you know, as soon as we talk about all this sensitive health data flowing from your body through IoT, crunched by AI, the big red flag goes up. Privacy. Security.
Always. It's the critical concern.
It feels like a huge hurdle. So the fourth pillar, blockchain, it gets mentioned a lot as the solution here, but how does it actually work? Is it just hype or does it really help?
It's a very valid concern, and blockchain offers a genuinely different approach to trust and control. It's not just a buzzword here. It brings in things like immutability, meaning records can't be secretly changed.
Okay, immutability.
Transparency, who accesses what, when, and decentralized access control. So it's not just about locking data down. It's about creating a verifiable, unalterable history.
A permanent log.
Exactly. Every interaction, every data point adds a block to the chain, cryptographically linked. This allows for really fine-grained control. You, the patient, could potentially grant specific access to specific data points for specific periods.
So more control for the patient.
Potentially, yes.
Yeah.
Unprecedented control. And it lets different parties, patients, doctors, insurers, researchers, collaborate securely, all working from the same trusted, uncompromised data set. It's a level of verifiable trust that's hard to get with traditional centralized systems.
Okay. Immutable, transparent, decentralized. I'm starting to see how that builds trust. Now, this all sounds amazing in theory, almost. Yeah, futuristic still.
Mm-hmm.
But where is it actually making a difference today? Let's talk about some real-world applications. Where are these four pillars already, you know, working together?
Good question, because it is happening now. The survey highlights several key areas. Remote monitoring is a big one.
Right.
Patients with chronic diseases, think diabetes, heart conditions that are being monitored in real time from home, fewer hospital visits, better adherence to treatment plans.
Makes sense.
Then there's personalized treatment plans.
Yeah.
AI, looking at your specific behavior, your history, and adjusting treatment dynamically. Moving away from that one-size-fits-all model.
Tailored medicine.
Exactly. Inside hospitals, we talked about resource optimization. AI predicting ER wait times, figuring out the best way to assign beds, making hospitals more efficient.
Okay.
Telemedicine platforms are getting way smarter. Secure communication, sure, but also AI helping with diagnostics during the virtual visit makes expert care more accessible.
Yeah, definitely seen that grow.
And that multi-stakeholder data sharing we mentioned, blockchain is enabling that, ensuring everyone, patient, primary care doc, specialist, insurer, is looking at the same accurate, trustworthy record. It streamlines everything.
So these aren't just lab experiments. They're out there changing how care is delivered, making it more accessible, more personalized.
That's the takeaway. It's already starting to reshape the landscape.
It's clear the potential is massive, a
right.
Huge shift. But let's be realistic too. It can't all be smooth sailing. There must be challenges, roadblocks we still need to figure out.
Oh, absolutely. No technology is perfect, especially when you combine them like this. The survey is quite clear on the hurdles.
Such as?
Well, take wearable hardware. Battery life is still a constraint. Making them cheap enough for everyone is tough. And getting truly medical-grade accuracy from a consumer gadget, that's an ongoing challenge.
Right, reliability and cost.
Then there's IoT fragmentation. So many different companies, different systems, they don't always talk to each other nicely. You get data silos.
Ah, interoperability problem.
Exactly. The sheer data management task is monumental. The volume, the speed of this data, it needs incredibly scalable and efficient ways to process it. We're still building those out.
And the privacy thing again?
Always.
Mm-hmm.
Privacy and compliance. You've got HIPAA in the U.S., GDPR in Europe, different rules everywhere. Navigating that complex legal landscape is a constant job.
Okay. What about blockchain? Any downsides?
Yeah, blockchain itself has trade-offs. Some versions use a lot of energy. There can be delays, latency, and scaling it to handle the entire world's health data. Still questions there.
Energy costs, speed.
Okay. And maybe the biggest one, global inequity. These amazing technologies need infrastructure power, internet, computing. Low-resource regions often lack that, creating a digital divide in healthcare access.
That's a critical point. We need solutions that work everywhere, not just in wealthy areas.
Precisely. So, yeah, understanding these hurdles is key. It shows us where the hard work, the next wave of innovation, really needs to focus.
So knowing those challenges, where is the research heading? What are the exciting frontiers people are exploring right now to overcome these issues and push things even further? Where's the cutting edge?
Yeah, it's fascinating to see where the research is pointing. The survey maps out several key directions. One big push is towards explainable AI, or XAI.
Explainable AI, meaning?
Meaning making the AI's decisions less of a black box. Doctors, and patients too, need to understand why the AI is making a certain recommendation or prediction. Builds trust.
Okay, transparency in AI. Makes sense.
Then there's generative AI, things like JAN's generative adversarial networks. They could be used, for example, to create realistic but synthetic health data.
Why would you do that?
Well, maybe to bulk up data sets for rare diseases where you don't have much real data, or to train AI models without using actual sensitive patient information. It's an ethical way to advance research.
Interesting. Privacy-preserving AI training.
Exactly. Also, federated learning and edge learning. This means training the AI models directly on your local device, or closer to the source of the data, rather than sending everything to a central cloud.
Ah, so less raw data flying around. Better privacy again?
Better privacy, yes, and potentially faster insights, because the processing happens locally. Real-time adjustments become more feasible.
Cool. What else?
Continued work on more affordable, reliable wearables, obviously. That's crucial for accessibility. And a huge focus on standardization, getting everyone to agree on common frameworks so different systems can talk to each other. Breaking down those silos.
Finally fixing that interoperability problem.
That's the goal. And tying back to the equity issue, there's a lot of research into localized tech for underserved areas. Designing tools that work with flaky power, low bandwidth, limited computing power, making sure these advances reach everyone.
That feels incredibly important. Designing for the real world, not just the ideal lab conditions.
Absolutely. That's where the brightest minds are focused now, shaping the health tech you'll be interacting with tomorrow.
So let's bring it all back. We started with this image, maybe a bit sci-fi, of your watch talking to your doctor. But it seems like the core idea is really happening. Healthcare isn't just in the clinic anymore.
Not at all.
It's moving onto your wrist, into your pocket, into your home.
That's exactly right. As the sensors get smarter, the AI gets more insightful, IoT connects things more smoothly, and blockchain adds that layer of trust. We really are stepping into a new era. It's distributed, it's data-driven, and it's much more centered around you, the patient.
So the future isn't just, you know, knocking on the door. It feels like it's already being woven together right now. One heartbeat, one data packet at a time.
A really good way to put it.
So whether you're deep into tech, working in healthcare, or honestly just fascinated by how innovation is changing our lives,
yeah.
This intersection of health and technology, it's definitely a space worth watching closely.
Absolutely. It's going to redefine how we all think about health and well-being.